so far. But first, are you a fan of Airbnb? And for many travelers looking for cheaper rental accommodation over particularly short periods of time, they are a great option. I must admit, we tend to travel maybe every second year, and we've used Airbnb because we don't want to pay, four star holiday or hotel rates. Yes, you can go a bit cheaper, but there is a level of comfort that you're looking for. You don't want to be living in a digs or a hostel. I'm a bit too old for that. But hotel chains, they are crying foul due to the lack of regulation and of control, and as well as longer term rental stock being reduced. And government has taken note of this. So there is a talk of introducing amendments to the Tourism Act. We are hoping to get Tourism Minister Derek Honeycomb on the line and to have that discussion. I think it's a critically important conversation, not only just for tourism, but also for the housing market. And I think that we need to look at a broad discussion of whether it is anti-competitive to regulate, short-term stays and hotels, or should we protect hotels, which are big corporations already, and at the same time, protect the housing market. People want to know that they can move to the city center, but at the moment, there may be some obstacles because people are buying properties to either then rent out on Airbnb, and that then puts up the prices of housing. Now, last week saw the publishing of the Tourism Amendment Bill, which states that short-term home rentals will be legislated under the Tourism Act. And to shed more light on this, we're joined by Derek Honeycomb, Tourism Minister. Good morning, Minister. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, and good morning to all your listeners. I'm doing really well.
No,
But I have to kick off with an immediate correction. The bill that was published for public comment is just that, and it doesn't legislate short-term rental accommodation. It provides for the possibility of regulations.
I
So
see
there's
so.
nothing. Yeah.
Now, Minister, Airbnbs and similar apps allow for more affordable holidays, particularly for us ordinary normal people. So why is there the possibility then of regulation?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing I have to say is that Airbnb is a good development in the tourism sector, in my view, in any event. Of course, the existing establishments, hotels and guest houses could regard it as unfair competition. In fact, they do regard it as unfair competition, and they do have a point. The fact of the matter, though, is that we don't live in a static world. We live in a dynamic, changing world, and these things that some people call disruptive technologies are generally beneficial to our economy, and they should be welcomed because, things change and new possibilities emerge out of the change. But at the same time, and one has to be cautious that the new things that arise out of these positive changes, if you like, don't have unintended negative consequences. So take Airbnb for an example. It's a great development and does offer consumers or tourists choices, and in many cases offers more affordable accommodation. Not in all cases. Many existing registered guest houses are registered with Airbnb as well, and some Airbnb places are not that cheap. Some are cheap, some are affordable, largely, of course, because their costs are lower. So a guest house is an operating guest house and has permanent staff at the guest house, so they have overheads, and the Airbnb doesn't. That doesn't mean they shouldn't exist. I think they should exist, and I think that it offers the tourist a kind of a rich diversity of experience. Many tourists would prefer to stay in a home or to stay in a suburb somewhere, even to stay in a township, and that's a matter of preference. It's a good development. However, I think we should listen to what the industry is saying. I think it would be wrong not to, that it could constitute unfair competition, and it could put. Hello, are you still there?
No, I'm listening, Minister. I'm making close notes here to have follow up questions. But now that I have a pause there, Minister, I do want to ask you, who is complaining here? Is it the big hotel chains? you know, who already have, you know, are multinational chains, or is it the sort of auntie and uncle guest house, small B&B?
It isn't the big hotel chains. When I think about the industry, the bulk of the industry are small players, actually. They are guest houses, they're B&Bs, they are hotels, and then there are some big hotel chains. So this notion that, oh, it's just the big players that have such serious advantage is a wrong notion. In fact, as I said, I mean, the bulk, by far the overwhelming majority of product providers in the tourism sector are small businesses, in fact. And what they say, which is legitimate, they say, look, we have to register as a business where we are. And there's a kind of an unfairness if a business opens up next to us and it doesn't have to go through the processes of getting licenses the way we had to go through, and it doesn't have to comply with some of the requirements we have to comply with. So it's not coming from the big hotel owners. And when I say, wait, have they said it to me? Plenty of times. Mm. And they're saying it publicly. If you see the social media, you see many people raising their voices. So what we have to do is to mediate between the legitimate concerns of the established businesses in the tourism sector and the new possibilities, the many people who are actually making, you know, additional income or who are using Airbnb as a source of much-needed income, but finding the right balance. South Africa would certainly not by any means be the first country in the world to introduce some regulations. And I should immediately say Airbnb, and we've been in contact with them. I myself have met with them. The department has met with them. They have made it very clear that they would welcome regulations. They want regulations. It's a matter of having appropriate regulations.
Minister, I know that housing, urban development, inner city development is not your portfolio, but there is the opportunity or the chance, rather, that, you know, people buying out property, particularly in inner cities, to rent out for Airbnb, then creates a false property bubble and then prevents particularly, you know, working class, lower middle class people to move into the city closer to their work. I know that's not necessarily part of your portfolio, but that is an aspect. That is a part of this conversation that needs to be had about Airbnbs and particularly the owners of these houses creating, you know, these false property bubbles.
Well, exactly. That's a different angle. And that's exactly why we put out a bill for public comment. There's no legislation there at the moment. There's a bill. In other words, there's proposed legislation. We go through two stages of public consultation. One is, you know, when we release it for public comment, then it goes to Parliament. Parliament can take hearings again. But you're right, and it's a concern that various people have expressed, and that is saying, look, those people who already have houses suitable for Airbnb accommodation are going to benefit once more, very easily benefit, and we, you know, who live in let's say, houses that are not quite at that level, or not, we don't have a spacious flat that we can use for Airbnb. It could have a sort of an upward effect on property prices. I don't think it is one of our major concerns. But what is true is that whatever applies to other businesses, if you exceed, and the reason why there's regulation in some countries in terms of how many days per year you may use your accommodation as for short-term rentals, if you convert your accommodation into a business, and that's what you're doing, and you might get people in and out for the whole year, then there really is no difference between you and a registered business next door. And so the issue is about registration. It's about having the same rules apply to you as applies to the
not just registration but also taxation as well. Is that part of the proposed regulation?
We're nowhere near making any kind of determination or decision about what regulations, if any, I should say. We haven't even concluded that there necessarily will be regulations, but we're nowhere near getting to the point of saying, well, these will be the regulations. Clearly, we're waiting to hear what people say, what their concerns are, and we obviously will be looking at international models and to say what worked and what didn't work. We're in consultation with Airbnb itself. So the taxation part of it, well, people who rent out, even if it is just for 1 month per year, and get an income from the short-term rental, have to pay tax. So, you know, tax compliance is not something that has to be done by regulation. It's anybody earning an income has to declare that income.
Derek Hanekom, the Minister of Tourism. Are you a Airbnb owner? Have you managed to study these proposed amendments to the tourism bill, which may add some regulations to the Airbnb market? Give us a call, 021-446-0567, or you can WhatsApp us, 072-567-1567. Or you are an enthusiastic user of Airbnb. You travel a lot, don't want to pay too much for accommodation. Yeah. Abroad and even in South Africa, give us a call or send us a WhatsApp.